Yes.
This is kind of like a forming thought, listening to you talk about when the one gentleman was talking about breath and you were talking about what works and what doesn't from day to day.
Yeah.
And our moods. And I don't know if you've heard of the Microbloom Project. Okay, it's basically mapping the microbloom in our gut.
Uh-huh.
Stuff, things living on our skin, and how they can affect our mood. It also says that for every one message that the brain sends the gut through the vagus nerve, the gut sends 7 back.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the brain is running the show. And I'm wondering, my understanding is the Buddha encourages us to investigate, to not just take things up. So I'm wondering, how this fits in, because they're just discovering all this now,
right?
And of course I don't know if there's many things today that we do that they did in ancient times that they had no idea why they were doing it, but now we know why. They were smart without knowing why, and I'm just wondering how that all fits into the concept of Buddhism. Like, if our brain is running the show.
Well, that certainly lines up with not self. Yeah, the Buddha kind of had that nailed. You know, so that sort of recognizing the what we tend to identify, you know, as me, as mine, as I am. Might be a lot more squishy than we assumed, and of course the Buddha didn't articulate it in terms of vagus nerve and bacteria and whatnot. But I mean, there certainly are these encouragements to investigate the nature of the body, and that there are processes of the body that are interacting and creating feeling, sensation, perception, and throwing out different moods and reactions, so that to be able to. And to develop some clarity around that, so we're not just being dragged around by our moods and reactivity. So yeah, I mean, it definitely lines up. And then in the end, to see this as a process of nature rather than some autonomous being that is sort of complete in itself and we have control of, like forget that. Yeah. No, really. I mean, that's one of the. But it's also part of, you know, we take it on as a part of our training and as a part of the path of cultivation and making ourselves. Completely dependent on the generosity and the goodwill of other people, so that there's oftentimes other benefits that come from that, other than being healthy. You know, which is, I mean, you don't want to, and the Buddha actually says, if you're in a place where your alms food is not sufficient, and but your practice is going very well, and your wholesome qualities increase, unwholesome qualities decrease. You don't have to be in a rush to leave. But if you're in a place where your alms food is not sufficient, and you're experiencing health problems and meditation is not going well, then you should leave. And, you know, even if people are, you know, begging you to stay, then you, because you do have to look after yourself. Yeah, it just doesn't work. So you've got to figure out what's sustainable.